Zombie gets followed up here.
Was Dr. Schumacher dictating a H&P and Diane Jack, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, Diane, D-I-A-N-E. Place was Mission Point of Flint. Date was February the 17th, 2022. Please admit the previous dictation as it hung up on me and I didn't get any ability to put in a number, but this is it now. Patient profile, Mrs. Jackson is a 78-year-old female who was living alone. It appears she came here from Hurley. The pair of chief complaint, hypotension, anemia, and she was down covered in feces. In the house period, the pair of history of past illness. She has history of schizophrenia and was not taking meds or letting people in the home period. She was initially with family, but they left, and then she had a niece delivering food to her, but for a few months she was not letting people into the house, period. The family didn't receive a phone call about her falling, and they broke into the home and found it in disrepair, period. She was found to be in feces and the urine and bed bugs, period. And she was brought to the ER and was found to have hemoglobin 3.1 and hypotension requiring pressors, period. She has a history of hypertension, actually, period. She has hypothyroidism, and her TSH was high at 178.68, so she was given some replacement, period. She was also treated for a urinary infection, period. The potassium was corrected, period. She received 4 units of blood for the anemia, period. That brought the hemoglobin back up to 9.2, period. She was admitted and given antibiotic treatment, and then was brought here to Mission Point today, period. She herself denies any chest pain or dyspnea, doesn't have full remembrance of being on the floor, or at least didn't want to admit that, period. She does admit to paranoid schizophrenia, though, period. She's here for therapy because she is weak, period. She could walk a little bit and get up, but need a little bit of assistance, and the goal is to get her functioning better, period. She had some insight, but not complete insight into her problems. And was not well oriented, period. There likely is a component of dementia. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional. No fever, chills. I know she has decreased, slightly decreased vision. ENT, no complaints. No earache or sore throat. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness. But she had a pericardial effusion. Felt to be due to hypothyroidism. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, denies any arthralgias. No bruising or bleeding, but she was very anemic and given blood. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, no known diabetes. Period, she has hypothyroid. Skin or rash or itch. New paragraph, past history. Hypothyroidism, hypertension. Pericardial tamponade with pericardial window in 2019. She had a pericardial effusion. This admission in a stable period. Schizophrenia, probably paranoid. Hypothyroidism, iron deficiency anemia, pyelonephritis. New paragraph, family history. Her father had diabetes mellitus, and mother had diabetes mellitus, and heart disease, and her father had heart disease. No, cancel that. Just say her father had diabetes and heart disease, and her mother had cardiovascular disease. New paragraph, social history. She quit smoking, and there's no ethanol excess. New paragraph, medications. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Levothyroxine, 35 micrograms daily. Acetaminophen, 650 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. Vitamin D, or just say, I mean, 10 micrograms by mouth in the morning. And ergocalciferol, 8,000 units in the morning. Multivitamins, 1 daily. Folic acid, 400 milligrams daily. Ammonium lactate, 12% to the skin every day for dry skin. Chymosin to the perirectal area. New paragraph, allergies, lisinopril and penicillins. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed. She appears less ill. Blood pressure 120 over 90. Temperature 97.3. Pulse 66. Despite her 18. Head and neck. Pupils equally reactive. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extra occupants normal. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal inspection. Neck supple, no mass, no thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1-S2, no gallop, no murmur. No significant edema. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. Under cardiovascular, put down normal S1-S2. There's a systolic murmur, 1 out of 6, no gallop, no edema. Then Neurologic, cranial nerves normal, sensation is intact. Musculoskeletal, no cyanosis or clubbing, no significant edema, no inflammation or fusion of the knees or hands or other joints. Skin is intact, normal, dry, without rash or major lesions, period. Mental status, she was not oriented, period. In time, she knew the season, but could not tell me the date, day, month, or year, period. In place, she knew the state and city and county, but not the, sorry, she knew the city, state, and county, but not the place and floor, period. She scored 3 out of 5 there. Affect was normal today, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, she has hypothyroidism and was severely hypothyroid when she presented, period. She received replacement is now an alkaline 75 micrograms daily into the follow-up endocrinology, period. Two, she had hypotension and was given pressors, but there's a history of hypertension, and that's controlled with metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day, period. Three, she has had anemia given blood, and that hemoglobin came up to 9.2, period. Four, she is on vitamin D replacement for deficiency, period. Five, there's a fusion likely due to hypothyroidism. In the past, she had a pericardial window, period. She has diffuse weakness and is here for OT and PT as well, period. She has paranoid schizophrenia. It comes to us on no psych meds and will order a psychiatry consult, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.